The boundaries have been broken.
Welcome to Vanguard Radio.
I believe that your primitive cerebrum kept trying to wake up.
Turning and turning in a widening gyre. The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. Deep in the belly of the Quad. This is Jeff Beck. I'm your host for
The Truth is No Defense.
The billionaire investor and CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett, also known as the Oracle from Omaha, recently commented that America was quickly becoming a nation of sharecroppers. Without policy changes, he said, currency markets could even become disorderly and generate spillover effects, both political and financial. And it's not just Warren Buffett that is worried. Recently, I was speaking with a fellow from England. I asked his thoughts about the skyrocketing price of gold. He replied it hasn't been much of a story in England, since the euro and the pound have, of late, held their value. He's right, of course. One can say the price of gold is rising, or the value of the dollar is slumping. That is, today, 1 ounce of gold buys $720, when not long ago, it purchased a mere $300. The widening differential between the dollar and gold signals weakness in the dollar and a lack of confidence in the United States. On May 9th, it was reported that China, an importer of U.S. dollars, has increased its gold reserves from 600 tons to 2,500 tons. It has also been reported that oil exporting states, now overflowing with petrodollars, with oil at $73 per barrel, are buying gold. If the 21st century is scheduled to be another American century, why is our currency being exchanged for gold? And why is it not being held in reserve, as it's intended to be? In 1999, you could buy gold for $260 per ounce, and silver for $5 per ounce. Today, gold is selling for $720 per ounce, and silver $14 per ounce. In 1997, Warren Buffett's firm, Berkshire Hathaway, began buying silver. Buffett has seen the value of his investment in silver triple since 1997. There is a reason why Warren Buffett is called the Oracle from Omaha. And when he sells dollar, buys silver, and proclaims America is becoming a sharecropper nation, he can't be ignored as just another crackpot. Just so you know, shares of Berkshire Hathaway have risen an average of 33% a year for 32 years now, outpacing the market as a whole by an astonishing 300%. Also at play in this grim examination of economics is oil. Many economists have argued that the dollar went from a gold standard to an oil standard back in the 1970s. Recently, Venezuela, Iran, and until the U.S. invaded, Saddam's Iraq spoke openly of wanting to sell oil in euros. If the U.S. were to lose its oil backing, all claims to being the world's reserve currency would be gone. The world's currency markets would be flooded with dollars. Inflation might ruin America, as it did Germany in 1923. The elements for an economic storm are in place. But are we prepared? When I say we, I'm speaking in the plural, not the singular. I'm talking about us, our race. And when I say, are we prepared, I'm not talking about hoarding food or guns or caching supplies in the woods of Pennsylvania. No, I mean are we, racially conscious white Americans, planning for such contingencies? Are we prepared to challenge the system if it falters? For us, economics, like politics, ought not to be a sporting event or a contest between speculators and profit seekers. This is a life and death struggle we are involved in. Despite heroic sacrifices of many on behalf of our race, we really aren't prepared to exploit an economic and political crisis should it arise. But then again, neither was Germany in 1918. Few predicted the economic and political storm which hit Germany in the wake of World War I. The king resigned. Next came a communist putsch in Berlin, eventually put down by the Freikorps. Then came a right-wing putsch in Weimar, the so-called Kapp putsch. Another putsch was launched in Bavaria in 1919. Then came hyperinflation in 1923. Only then, in that same year, 1923, did Hitler first arrive on the scene of history, when he too attempted to overthrow the Bavarian state. It seems we too must endure the utter misery and torment of war, coup d'etat, and inflation, just like Germany did. We must endure these hardships before real leadership and discipline can be brought to bear against our parasites. Sadly, it appears that footnotes, facts, and logic are not enough to awaken our people. The slow trajectory to war, famine, and economic ruin seems ineluctable. And given the tangle of races, religions, and languages in today's multicultural America, the magnitude of strife and disorder might dwarf that experience by post-World War I Germany. Compared to the United States, Germany was, and still is, an homogeneous nation. This important fact allowed Germany to rally against its parasites. In the United States, since 1965, Jewish immigration schemes have imported a multitude of alien races onto our soil. So, how can we rally against our parasites, as did Nazi Germany, when the Mexicans, blacks, and Asians all have a knife at our throat? Our parasites are burrowed deep into our scalp, and they are most satisfied with the demographic transformation of America. Our parasites feel safe. They feel secure, knowing that we can't pick them out of our hair when the blacks and mestizos are biting our ankles. Brandeis professor Earl Robb summed it up neatly. The Census Bureau has just reported that about half of the American population will soon be non-white or non-European, and they will all be American citizens. We have tipped beyond the point where a Nazi Aryan party that is racially conscious whites, will be able to prevail in this country. We, the Jews, have been nourishing the American climate of opposition to bigotry for about half a century. That climate has not yet been perfected, but the heterogeneous nature of our population tends to make it irreversible and makes our constitutional constraints against bigotry more practical than ever." End quote. The future concocted for us is no future. It is death. The Jews' plan for dividing and conquering has been a spectacular success. Just today, it was reported that 50% of births are to alien third world brown types, as are 45% of preschoolers. This demographic change is calamitous. But so too is the war in Iraq, the slumping currency, the failing healthcare system, the decline of civility, the reemergence of diseases like hepatitis, leprosy, and tuberculosis, which only decades ago were unknown in America. Folks, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Thanks for listening.